Ladies and gentlemen,
now hailing from the Wolverine State,
the man that hunts birdies and eagles on the greens, professor, writer, lecturer, doctor of love. In this corner, piled hip deep in finance and copies of Funkin' Wagnalls, Dr. Gene Hensler.
When's your next fight? What's my next fight?
I was having a conversation with somebody. No. These are legitimate questions.
Go ahead.
I didn't want to make fun of them. But so the argument is that the Fed only controls the Fed funds rate. So when they start to raise, doesn't mean jack about the rest of the market. So how would the Fed have any impact on bond rates?
Well, they keep the four. What happens is when they're out there buying treasuries and doing all that sort of stuff, they keep that rate low. All right. And so most of the other lenders or people who are investing use that as their floor. So if a 10-year treasury is yielding, if I take a look here, 2.41, they sort of say, well, a corporate's got to yield more than that.
I see.
And a junk bond's got to yield more than that. But that's the big thing. We have 1 minute to talk, and I'll make it quick. Junk bond rates have screamed up.
Yep.
People are afraid to death of junk bonds. Yep. They're bailing out of them.
Out of
like
bond
crazy.
Funds, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, biggest outflow.
Bond funds. And what's happening is the spread now is widening between the Treasury and the junk bond. Mm-hmm. They're recognizing there's risk in the economy. And that's a good sign.
I want to follow up from that question, because the implication was that just because the Fed started raising the Fed funds rate, that's not necessarily going to mean that the 3-year, the 5-year, or the 10-year is going to go up. I'm just asking. Well, that was the implication.
And that's true. If you look at the last three tightening cycles that we've gone through, that's exactly what happened back when Alan Greenspan was at FOMC chairman. He raised rates, but rates didn't move for a while. But if they're persistent with their policy, the market will reflect it at some point. You have to understand supply and demand, you know, for bonds actually is the overall source of.
So that's question number two, although question number three now, but I was still piggybacking off question number one.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the other argument was that some chief economist, whoever, from J.P. Morgan, whatever, said that for the next 10 years, they have projected out that the supply of commercial debt and treasuries coming onto the market equals demand. And that because of that, rates can't go anywhere.
Well, I'm glad that he's clairvoyant and he can depict the economy over the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Because the only reason people borrow money, there's two reasons. One, to expand and grow, and the other is to cover losses. So if we have a dip in the economy, all sorts of strange things happen. So I would say that guy should be fired.
This was the question I was having this debate yesterday.
I tried to avoid much of the debate because I already know the answers to this. You guys are grizzled old veterans.
I know it.
At the age of 40, can you imagine some guy
being
dumb enough
that is out there?
You imagine somebody who's dumb enough to think he can predict what's going to happen for the next 10 years?
And the wild card, Bill, is what's happening in other countries. Okay. China stopped buying a bond. Well, not stopped totally. They cut back for a while. They just picked back up their level of demand for treasuries. Number two, if you look at the news this week, the Eurozone is really close to going back into a recession.
Germany GDP fell this last quarter.
Yeah, and Italy's in a recession. France had two flat
quarters.
Why
do you think interest rates have not gone anywhere?
Because the Treasury's buying trillions of dollars
worth of
bonds.
But they're doing away with QE infinity.
They haven't stopped buying.
Yeah, but they're, it's like $20 billion now, whatever, $30 billion a month. Whoopee.
Only somebody as naive as you could say $20 billion or trillion a month. Whoopee.
No. Listen, you know as well as I do, it's just zeros. Bill, at this point, it's just zeros.
Are you
zeros.
A trillionaire yet?
I'm not
I
a
don't
trillionaire.
Think so.
My point, though, as naive as that sounded, my point is that we've basically pulling out half of QE and interest rates have not risen. Mm-hmm. So one would think, does that mean the demand and the supply is, I mean, other people must be buying it to keep the rates down, right?
Yeah, they are. Geopolitical tensions are at a really high level right now. I mean, there's a flight to quality.
Everybody freaks out everywhere in the world when something happens and they go to the United States.
It's an adjustment period because when we do see rates go up, guess what's going to happen to emerging markets again? They're going to freak out because capital's going to go away from them. They need new capital coming into emerging markets at all times. If our rates are higher, it makes their systems there as an investment look a little less appealing. So that initial burst of money going out.
You have to be concerned about where we're sitting with interest rates when Italy borrows for 20 basis points higher than us.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I'm on the same page,
I mean,
man.
I'm just telling you things.
I'm telling you these are the conversations being had today.
If you own a long-term bond of any kind, anywhere.
Sell it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Don't touch that dial. Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.